The following presentation of the Monty Man's Meditorials is brought to you by Kurt and Debbie Palmer, Roger McDermott and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. To subscribe to this as well as any of our shows, visit our website at take12radio.com. And now, here's the Monty Man with this week's Meditorial.
Well, greetings one and all. I am the Monty Man, your host here on the Monty Man's Recovery Meditorials. This one I've entitled, What is Spirituality Anyway? Now, I'm going to be reading a portion from the book Basic Prayer and Simple Meditation by Mike D. And I want to first say thank you to Mike for publishing this book. You can get this book on Amazon. It is a quick read. It is an amazingly powerful book, particularly if you are interested in prayer and meditation. So let me move on with this topic of what is spirituality anyway? Well, here's a question. What comes to your mind when you think of spirituality? Most of us probably have some sort of pleasant image that pops into our heads when we hear the word. Some people think of a night sky strewn with brilliant stars or perhaps a stunningly beautiful sunset, right? For others, it might be great shafts of sunlight streaming through big, white, puffy clouds, or maybe a sunny mountain meadow filled with wilderness. Well, each of these beautiful aspects of nature can momentarily provide us with an uplifting feeling of serenity and peace. Yet, there is another sensation which normally goes along with that peaceful feeling which nature provides us. We get a sense of endlessness, an expansiveness, a boundlessness, a feeling of freedom. Yes, freedom. Experiencing nature's beauty makes the human spirit feel free and give us a sense of freedom. That's certainly a large part of what spirituality means for us, right? Myself included. Well, permit me to share an image of spirituality that I've had for a long time in sobriety. Because I love nature just as much as anyone else, whenever I see a bird in flight, I immediately think of spirituality. Why? Well, from my morning prayer place, I have a view of my backyard, and I'm able to enjoy the many birds flying around freely outside my window as the sun comes up. I must admit, there have been times when I felt a little envious of the freedom birds enjoy when they fly. But then again, who hasn't wanted to be free as a bird? I've always thought that a bird in flight is a very spiritual thing. I still think so. Yet, at an earlier time in my sobriety, I would have given you a much different reason. I would have said it's because it appears that a bird is a creature who is totally free of all restrictions. Darting and gliding anywhere he wants, he seems to be conforming to nothing, obeying to no one, observing no laws, unencumbered by any rules. And at that time in my sobriety, that's what I thought spirituality was. Spirituality, as I saw it then, demands nothing from you and commands you to do nothing. It just allows you to be perfectly free. It's total freedom, right? Like a bird. Well, that one morning I noticed a stark reality about birds that never occurred to me before as I was watching a young sparrow swoop back and forth by my window. Just as I was feeling a little bit envious of his freedom, I suddenly realized that this little bird was not free. Well, at least not in the way I thought he was free. No, actually, a bird in flight is strictly obeying a very definite set of laws and rules. The natural laws of aerodynamics. He was first introduced to these laws as a fledgling leaving the nest. He had gone through a learning process which taught him there is a right way to fly and a wrong way, and he learned to distinguish between the two. Through a repeated process of flying and falling and flying, he found out that he must conform himself to these natural laws. The laws would never conform to him. Yes, it was all very rigorous. Every lesson and every trial flight was all about learning precisely how to obey rigid, unbending natural laws. You see, it was as uncomplicated as this. When he obeyed them, the laws, he flew. When he didn't, he fell out of the sky. Pretty simple program. The more I watched this bird, the more I came to understand that it was actually his rigorous obedience to those laws of nature that kept him up in the air and gave him the freedom God intended him to have when he created him. Now, wait a minute. Does that mean obedience is the key to his freedom? How could this be? I had always thought obedience to anything or anyone is the loss of freedom, not the gaining of it. This turned everything around for me. Needless to say, having never connected obedience to freedom before, I had a lot to learn about spirituality and what it really is. In the past, I had never been fond of the word obedience, but now I could only come to one conclusion. If I want to be free as a bird, I must become as obedient as a bird. I guess you could say that it was this little sparrow in my backyard who taught me that obedience to God is what spirituality is. On my own, I doubt that I would have ever figured that out, that obedience is a spiritual law and principle, and it must be defined by my relationship to God and the people of this world. I had always thought spirituality was where you get to define everything for yourself. I thought it was where I was supposed to have the freedom to decide what is right for me and what is wrong for me, to make my rules to fit me, to fit who I am. Yet, that morning, I saw how wrong I had been. I realized that it is actually the rules that give me freedom. Today, I know that spirituality is something I must conform myself to. It will never conform to me. And any time I try to make it conform to my ways, I'm going to fall flat on my face. Spirituality is allowing ourselves to be governed by divine spiritual principles, rather than by our human instinctual desires. We are first introduced to these principles as we work through each one of the 12 steps, and we eventually learn that when we live by spiritual principles in every aspect of our daily lives, we can feel a lasting peace and serenity, even when we're not able to enjoy a sunny mountain meadow or the stars or a sunset. Yes, it's true. We can experience serenity in the middle of a busy, hectic, chaotic workday, and we can be free of the emotional pain and mental conflict that once ruled our lives. Spirituality is not usually what we first think it is, and it always is more than we ever realized it is. So ultimately, it is God's desire to give us the freedom He always intended us to have when He created us. Spirituality, what is it? It's being obedient to God's principles. It's something to think about. Until next time, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio Shows.